This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
At kboo.fm, you can listen to programs you missed and other special web-only programs. On the homepage, under the tab Latest Audio, you'll find an interview with the Manhattan Transfer, a 1983 speech by Gloria Martin, one of the founders of Radical Women, an interview about the Merry Meet Gathering, and more. That's kboo.fm, under Latest Audio. Thanks for listening.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland, the only local media source which gave you an honest conversation around the proposal to dump fluoride in our water. Here at the Ubu Hour, the show you're currently listening to, we want to thank every one of you who voted against this stupidity.
The Horrigonian was for it, Willamette Week was for it, and so was the Portland's Mercury. The Portlandia Tribune was for it too, all the newspapers were raving for fluoride, all the politicians wanted it, but not here at the Ubu Hour. This show was the voice of reason through the media fog of pro-fluoridism.
We fucking won! Against the editorials and against campaign with funds many times ours! Ubu Hour is at the front of the line while the media upper class booed us at call us crazy. But with your help, we stopped city council's latest scheme to dump this shit into the bowl of run water.
Nestle's is furious as it clenches its fists.
Curses! They'll keep drinking the tap water. We were hoping to make an easy profit shipping in expensive bottled water stolen from the Columbia Gorge. Now get me more marshmallows.
Together we did it! The hard efforts of us here at the Ubu Hour and KBOO and you! We sent this down in flames.
We destroyed them. We destroyed them. We pulled off victory against great odds. We killed!
Sorry.
We sent this down in flames.
So what are you listening to?
Some radio station I picked up off the web. They sound like our kind of people. They just thwarted a government scheme to fluoridate the water.
Really? Do you have people up there?
Where the fuck you say that was? Someplace in Oregon? Is that near Idaho?
Idaho? I'd be there fucking her now.
Oregon? Thought them was all a bunch of limpy-wristed hippies.
Not to mention hipster douchebags.
Who cares? The people up there rose up and stopped fluoridation of water.
We need to get up there and establish a base. Now that we know there are people up there who think like us.
You saying we all gotta move?
Yeah. The Birchin Brethren are moving headquarters to Portland.
The Birchin Brethren are moving to Portland.
What I propose to do is establish contact with one group who's opposed to the measure. Ubu, we will work with these people to bring our message to all the normal people out there in Portland.
All the people who are tired of other people taking away their rights.
Big government is the enemy. Big government wanted to poison your water with fluoride. A big government is tyranny. We must fight back against big government.
The tide is turning from red to red.
The Birchin Brethren stand with you, people of Portland. And we can rid the city of those people who don't agree with us. We can fight the communist menace.
We stand behind the Bible and we stand behind America. We stand behind you, normal and moral people of Portland. You need to listen to us and listen to this show.
Hey, my mic isn't working.
Because the Ubu Hour is proudly sponsored by the Birchin Brethren Society of the Greater Northwest. And now let's get on with our feature presentation. The Ubu... And now let's get on with our feature presentation. The Ubu Original Thriller.
Hey, stop that! You didn't let us get a chance to finish our message. We need to talk to the people of Portland.
We paid for more!
Shut up! No one's supposed to know about that. If this leaks out, we'll have the FCC and the Justice Department down our ass faster than a wasp fucking.
I thought we were getting an hour of airtime every week.
That's all you get with the underwriting. Come to our meeting next month and maybe we'll let you say more.
Shit, we can't move up here. Have you seen how much it costs to rent anything around here?
I told you, the people up here were weird. Even if they did vote against fluoridation.
Okay, quiet on the set.
Hang on.
Who the fuck invited these weirdos? Who accepted their underwriting?
Hey, I don't care where the money comes from. And they were anti-fluoridation.
But the Bertram Brethren Society? The fucking Birchers? You invited them to our show?
Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set. We need to get on with the show.
I was laughing. Whatever.
Up next, in case you were listening, we bring you thrills and chills of suspense with Ubo Hour original feature based on the 1941 underground horror classic, The 5 Million Fingers of Damien Hand.
There's a man over there.
Fingers. Jesus, he's buck naked. Fingers. Hey, you, hello?
Fingers. What's wrong with him, Dick?
I don't know. He's in some sort of trance.
Fingers.
Hey, you, can you hear me? Do you need help?
Don't get too close, Dick. What's he saying?
Fingers.
Fingers? What does that mean? Fingers.
I don't know. Fingers. Maybe we should call the police or something. Fingers. Do you have your cell?
Fingers. No.
Me neither. Fingers. Hey, you. Fingers. Can you hear me?
Fingers. He looks like he's seen a ghost. Fingers. I mean, if that wasn't such fingers. A cliche, and if ghosts were still something fingers. That were scary, fingers. You know what I mean.
Yeah, he looks like he's seen fingers. Zombies. Fingers. Here comes someone in a car.
Fingers. Good. Fingers. He's pulling over. Hey there, sir. Sir, do you have a cell phone?
Maynard? Fingers. What's wrong? Fingers. What the crap?
He's in some sort of trance or something.
Fingers. Do you know him?
Fingers? What do you mean, fingers? Fingers. Maynard, fingers. You need to get some clothes on. Fingers. What is wrong with you?
No! Fingers.
Jeez. Did you see the way he flinched?
Fingers. He doesn't want you to touch him.
Fudge. What the fingers. Fuck did you do to him?
We didn't do anything, mister. Hey, we just found him like this. We don't even know him.
We were taking our morning jog and he was there. Fingers. We've never seen him before, sir. Fingers. And, what's wrong with him?
Oops. Okay. Fingers. I don't know what's wrong with him. Damn it, Maynard. Fingers. Snap out of this. Fingers. Snap out of it. Fingers. What a load of crap. That's hopeless. Fingers.
You know him?
Yes, I know him. Fingers. His name is Maynard James. Fingers. He's one of our best agents. Fingers. At least until this. Fingers. Someone must have drugged him. I've never seen anything like this.
I don't think that's drugs. Fingers. I think he's crazy. Fingers.
He was fine fingers. Yesterday. Fingers. We need to throw some clothes on him. Maynard, fingers. Can you hear me, Maynard? Fingers. Where are the others? Fingers. Maynard, I want to help you. You have to tell me what happened. It's okay. Just tell us what happened.
Fingers. I can hear him speak to me. I recognize him, but not the two who stand behind him. He wants to know what happened. I cannot speak. The words are gone from my mouth, as if fingers are clamped around my tongue and throat. Fingers. Cold fingers. I cannot speak. Even if I could pull myself out of the terror, even if I could find the words to tell him, he'd think I'm crazy. I'm not sure myself if I'm crazy. The memory's so vivid in my head of the night before. It makes no sense. They'll never believe it, even if I could utter the words to tell them. It was too strange, too insane. All I could think is... Fingers. Fingers. Fingers everywhere. Fingers fill my head. Fingers.
Fingers. Fingers. Fingers.
A man is discovered at the side of the road.
He is in a catatonic state. He is naked. His skin glistens with oil in the dawn light as he repeats a word over and over again. The word fingers. 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 Stay tuned if you dare. And you will learn his story tonight on the Ubu Hour as we bring you the audio drama Fingers, written by myself, Rolf Semprebon, and performed by
Noah,
Ren,
Nelson Anders,
Bob,
Jimmy,
Not,
Randy Saucepan,
Sweet Pea,
Mike,
Fingers, 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 Fingers.
His name is Maynard James. We'll go into his mind and let him tell the story as we go back into time by one day.
It all began less than 24 hours earlier. It was a workday morning like any other when Welch called us into his office to give us our next assignment. This had to be big if he was calling in his three best salespeople.
Hallard, Trina, Maynard, take a seat and look at this map. What do you see?
I see our ever-expanding territory as we bring our brand into more neighborhoods to improve lives and uplift souls.
I see opportunity. Why should we have one machine at this spot? Or this one? Or here?
Hallard, don't touch the map. You'll lose some pins.
Sorry about that, sir. Like I was saying, we can reinforce our presence and increase revenue streams at the same time, eliminating wait times at peak hours, thereby enhancing the experience of our brand.
That doesn't make any sense at all, Hallard. We need to advance, not retreat. We need to seize new opportunity, find new places on the map that need us.
What places? Look at the map, Trina. We have most of the city saturated, except where Gingham has a stronghold.
Is this why you all have the MBAs and I barely graduated from high school? So that I could listen to this bull tit? I told you to look at the map, not gap your jaw holes.
Yeah?
I'm looking.
We need a bigger map.
No, on a larger scale.
Well, there is this place over there. Lower left corner.
On the other side of the slough?
Yes.
Are you talking about Gray Flats?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Gray Flats.
Do any of these people have money? They'll destroy the new machines.
No, not if we make the right contacts. And I have a contact on the council there who will help facilitate the deal and hook us up with the municipal chief.
Gray Flats? Are you sure this is a good idea, sir?
No, it's a great idea. Gray Flats is being transformed. We need to establish our brand there before the Ginghams get their greedy talons on it and poison it with their inferior products. Anywhere else and we're locked in. But if we cross into Gray Flats, then we can continue our advance down to the southern burbs. We need to get in there before the Gingham gang does.
So, we're headed to Gray Flats.
Yes, I want the three of you to feel it out, find out what it'll take. Our contact in the council will get you in touch with the municipal chief. Everything has to go through him.
The municipal chief? You mean Damien Hand?
Yes. You know him?
No, but I read things. Some say he's a gangster or a small-time despot.
Or perhaps he's merely a victim of rumors from a salacious press.
He might just be another corrupt party hack who showers down graft every 4 years to stay in office. But he has been making some remarkable changes to the place. One has to credit him with that.
I guess he wouldn't be the worst person we've negotiated with to make a deal.
Anyway, you three need to do what it takes to find a way to Damien Hand and hopefully close the deal by the end of the week. As you may have heard, he's not a very easy person to see, but if anyone can get in there and close the deal, it's you three.
And that was it. In no time, the three of us were on the way in Hallard's spacious SUV, out of the downtown with its wine bars and croissanterias, and then several miles on a highway, and then back down into the streets of an abandoned industrial area, and then over a bridge into the outskirts of Grand Flats.
This sucks. You think there's anywhere to get a brandy frappuccino for lunch?
I've never been here. I don't even know anything about it, except the crime.
Not recently. Past few years, crime has gone down 90%. This will be the next top market. Look at the construction over there. One of the hotel chains. In another 6 months, you'll have your brandy frappuccino.
So you've been here before, Hallard?
Uh-huh.
Really? More than once?
A few times.
How many times, Hallard?
I told you, a few times. Once or twice.
Once or twice is not a few, Hallard. It was more than that. How many times? Four? Seven? More than seven?
I don't know, Trina. A few, like I told you. Maybe three or four.
Never mind that. What I really want to know is why you came here.
I don't know. I was just driving around. I was trying to find a shortcut to Gadsden instead of looping around from the interstate.
Hey, Maynard. You know why a guy would come here? There's only two reasons why a guy would come here.
One, to kill themselves. Or two, to make a lot of money on the sweetheart deal. Like what we're gonna do.
No, those weren't the two I had in mind. One, drugs. Two, prostitutes.
I'm telling you, Trina, this place is being urban renewalized. Just in the last few weeks, I see changes.
I see prostitutes. One on every other corner. And I hear they've even packaged deals for businessmen from out of town, even international. The Bangkok of America.
I think I remember reading about that.
I know you don't do drugs, Hallard.
Yeah, it was just a few times. Maybe three.
Ha! Did you see that?
See what?
That girl. She didn't have any fingers.
Are you serious? You saw that?
Yes. She didn't have any fingers on her left hand.
I didn't even notice.
Because you were too busy looking at her tits and ass.
No, Trina. I'm looking at the street so we don't have an accident.
Maynard, you saw it, didn't you?
I couldn't really tell. Like the one up here, her hands are hidden.
Gloves.
That's right. She was wearing gloves. That's why you couldn't see her fingers.
I saw her hand. She was missing fingers. Most of them.
You don't know anything, Trina. You've got the story all wrong. It has nothing to do with fingers.
What do you mean, Hallard?
Toes, not fingers. Look at the girl up ahead on the crosswalk. Look at the way she walks. You see that?
No toes?
That's right. See how she walks like she's on hooves.
That's horrible. She looks like she's gonna fall on her ass.
Kind of like high-heel shoes. It makes her vulnerable. She's a little fawn in a world of big, bad wolves. And she's pretty hot. Look at that ass, Maynard. The way it moves when she walks that way. She's advertising it with every step she takes. Mm-hmm.
Will you shut up, Hallard? You pig. No toes? Is that what you men want? Vulnerability? Easy domination?
You're not serious. She doesn't have any toes?
You can't tell unless they're barefoot or in sandals.
So I was right. You came here for the prostitutes. Look at yourself, Hallard, exploiting these women.
Jeez, Hallard. What if your wife found out?
Or Walsh. He's such a good Christian.
Well, Walsh already knows.
He knows?
Yeah. Yeah, he was with me. We came here together. This is how he gleaned onto this place and its opportunities.
Walsh, too. You're both pigs.
Hey, we come and spend money. Help the local economy. You have a problem with that?
Do you really believe that crap?
And then, when we bring our product in, we can uplift these people from their squalor. We'll end destitution and poverty in Gray Flats for all those poor women who are missing toes. We're doing this for them.
What do you think, Maynard? Is Hallard full of crap?
Oh, come on. Maynard's on my side. Maynard and I are the ones with the balls to pull off the deal. You're just here to be eye candy for the councilman, what's-his-name?
You mean what's her name, and her name is Leah Kala. You need to get up to speed, Hallard. Oh, lovely. Look at that man out there. He's eating that piece of bread with his... I can't watch this. He's eating that piece of bread with his...
Ugh, you don't see things like that downtown.
As we waited for the light to change, a man on the sidewalk had a mangled sandwich precariously balanced between his two and then I muttered under my breath to remember the word.
Between his two stumps. Yeah. He must have lost his hands in Iran or Afghanistan.
Thank God the light has changed, and now we enter the inner zone of the flats. To tell the truth, I've never gone this far.
It's the sort of place they warn you about in the travel brochures. Unless you're looking for prostitutes. What do we know about this Damien Hand? Where did he come from? How did he get so powerful in a few years?
I heard he doesn't grant interviews with the press. He almost never leaves the municipal hall.
That doesn't matter. He knows what he's doing. Anything that happens in the flats has to have his stamp of approval. He wants to stimulate economic development, as you can see. He's a businessman, just like us.
Look at that! Over there! More hobblers! This is too weird. Were they born that way?
Well, I would think. They wouldn't do that to themselves, would they? It's not like getting your nipples or lips pierced.
People don't just cut off their own toes.
Who knows? Birth defects? Maybe it's from inbreeding. Or toxic wastes from the nearby industrial area.
Over there. That must be it.
We pull into a spot in front of the restaurant. Across the street and down half a block stood the pillared entrance of the municipal hall, set behind a red brick plaza. I watched them come in. He recognized me immediately, slightly startled that I was here. Then he smiled and looked me up and down. The woman next to him spoke up.
We're here to see someone.
This way. I know exactly who you want to see.
I led them back to the table where Leah Callow waited. He stood back as the other man and woman followed me to create a gap after they'd sat down with their backs to us, where he and I were standing next to the table, and he could linger on that moment and brush me with his hand to get past.
Jesus, Hallard. Zip up your pants and sit down.
You okay, Hallard?
Fine.
I'll take your orders in a few minutes.
Counselor Leah Kalla? It's nice to meet you. My name is Trina Williams.
Oh, yes, Trina Williams. I think that Walsh Corporation and the municipality of Gray Flats will make music together, sweet music of a beautiful business collaboration.
I'm Hallard. Nice to meet you, Miss Kalla. Can I call you Leah?
Certainly.
And I'm Main...
That sounds like an ass.
Maynard. Maynard James.
I uttered as she clasped my hand while I averted my eyes from her hand with the missing finger. I felt like an idiot for making that faux pas, and in an effort to compensate, I gripped her hand tighter.
Maynard, that sounds more like a real name.
We need to get down to business. We can show you what our machines will provide. We have many different mixes of products that our machines offer. Here's some of our brochures to get started. And we look forward to meeting with your boss, Mr. Hand. Maybe later today?
Mr. Damon Hand does not grant counsel easily. It might be a day or two before the circumstances are right.
Menu, sir. Here you are, and one for you.
Thank you.
Licks his lips and caresses my hand to take the menu. He wants to say something, but he can't with his friends at the table.
Coffee? Anything to drink?
Yes, I'll have a vodka martini.
Just the regular from me, Letmia. I need to talk to that man over there for a moment, if you'll excuse me for a moment.
I'll have one of these.
And you?
A beer. A beer is fine.
What kind of beer?
I don't know, just a normal beer. What happened to the days when you could just walk into a place and order a beer and that was it? Not this kind or that. They all taste alike to me, you know what I mean?
I'll be back to take your food orders.
Yes, that'll be fine.
Do you gentlemen like some coffee?
Shit, Howard, you are an embarrassment. Could you be any more obvious? You and the waitress making eyes at each other? You know her, don't you?
The waitress? Huh?
Don't ha me. You know her.
In fact, I do.
You were here before?
Not here, Trina. When I came to Gray Flats before, with Walsh.
And?
There is no and. That's all.
That doesn't seem to be all.
Well, maybe not. I can't believe I ran into her again.
Shit, Hallard. Listen to yourself. You're a married man. What if your wife found out?
Hey, he wouldn't dare.
Back. Let's see what we have.
The negotiations had begun. An arm's-length transaction between two unrelated parties was about to begin. And yet Maynard fidgeted in his seat as he thought about the man with no hands and the prostitute's feet and the missing pinky on Leah Calla's left hand, and the waitress, too, had a missing ring finger.
And I thought to myself, I shouldn't be having these thoughts. I needed to concentrate on the deal. The team needed me. We needed to work together.
With our product and your delivery system, I don't anticipate we'll have any troubles at all.
I'm sure we can find a replacement among our own brands. What is the product again?
Protective body oil.
Body oil? I'm not sure if we can move too many units to make it worth our while.
Everyone uses it here in the flats. It's almost an essential staple. Here comes Letmia with our orders. We'll enjoy a pleasant lunch, and then we'll discuss this more.
Okay. It's really an honor to work with you, Counselor Calla. I just want to apologize for...
Apologize? For what?
Well, for the way I reacted when...
It's nothing.
No, it was something. I shouldn't have...
And then I stopped. Maybe it would make things worse to keep talking about it. Climb up, Maynard, I told myself. Don't make a bigger ass of yourself. You already stuck your foot in your mouth, so don't make it worse by lodging your foot deeper and deeper down your throat. Then she held up her hand inches from my face.
It's really nothing. A finger that never gets used.
I don't think I'd even have made an issue about it. Before we got here, we noticed some things. I wondered if there was a hospital around here.
A hospital? We have a couple of nearby clinics.
A hospital that specialized in severed digits?
Severed digits? I don't think I've heard that one before. Missing digits? Severed digits? Are you saying there should be a hospital here?
No, not that there should be. Just that what we saw writing here... Well, if it had just been one or two people, but... I hope I'm not being rude, ma'am.
No, not at all. You are unfamiliar with this part of town. Things are different here. To you, they might seem strange and weird, but then any place that's unfamiliar will have those same alienating associations. But you'll come to appreciate what we have here.
I don't think that's what I was talking about.
Crap! Look who just walked in!
Great. The last person we want to see. Why is he here?
You know why. The same reason we are. He's honing in on our game.
That was fast.
He wants to steal this territory from us.
This is not good. Not good at all.
Something is wrong, my friends?
The man who just walked in. His name is Joe Gingham.
The Gingham clan. Our biggest competitor. He was with one of his lackeys. A tall, thin man known as the Turk. Gingham swaggered into the room and glanced around. And then he saw us, and his smug smile turned into a frown.
Well, if it's not a bunch of Walsh's ass lickers, this is for you.
The dozen other people in the restaurant were stunned as Joe flipped us the bird. It wasn't exactly a flip, where you show the finger for a split second and then withdraw, but a full-on, seconds-long, arm-extended, hate-fueled middle finger gesture in our direction.
Not a good move. When in Rome, obey the Roman laws.
Hey, what's everyone's problem? You ever see anything like this, Turk?
Never! Listen, everyone, my friend didn't mean to offend anyone. We just want to tell you those three guys over there, they work for Walsh. You don't want to trust them.
Excuse me, sir. You are being detained for a public display of nonverbal profanity.
Hey, sorry, we just came for a business meeting, but we got here too early.
It doesn't matter why you're here. You broke a law.
Broke a law? What?
Nonverbal profanity.
What, just because I flipped those people over there the bird? Is this a joke? Are you a real cop?
In a public place like this, where members of the council are known to frequent, you've committed a crime.
What about freedom of speech?
You can say what you want. What you did was not speech. It was an obscene gesture with a finger. Under Gray Flats Ordinance 54-189, enacted 15 months ago, what you did is a crime. You have the right to remain silent.
You have to be kidding me. I didn't know it was a crime. Can't I just apologize? I really am sorry I did it. I'll apologize to you. I'll even apologize to those Walsh lackeys. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
It's too late for that. You must come with us.
But I'm supposed to meet a council person here. Can't I just pay a fine? Turk, help me out here.
Can we plead ignorance or something? We're new here. Joe didn't know the rules. He didn't mean no harm.
You can do whatever you want, but your friend must come with us now.
Do something, Turk.
There's nothing I can do, Joe.
Call Mike. If I'm not back in an hour, maybe he can help out and take care of what we came here for.
I'll do that, Joe. Call your brother Mike. I won't lay you down, Joe.
Okay, I'll come with you guys.
This way.
Well, that was fun. Joe Gingham gets arrested.
Sometimes people do stupid things, but we do have laws. How do you know that man?
He's one of the Gingham brothers. They're a pack of shady, unscrupulous business people who try to elbow into our territories with inferior product.
They're no better than an organized crime racket. It's not easy competing against people with no morals or ethics, people without a scrap of decency.
So what will happen to Joe? Will they throw him in jail?
That would be great. Better than a fine.
No jail or fines. They will stop him from doing it again.
How can they do that?
They will render him unable to do it again. At least with that hand.
I don't quite follow you, Counselor. What will happen if he does it again?
He won't be able to. Unless he wants to lose the other one, too.
Are you serious? They're going to... Ugh.
What are they going to do?
Oh, my God. That's what they'll do to him. It's going to take me a moment to wrap my mind around this. I mean, it's fucking Gingham, so I shouldn't even give a shit. But I can't believe they'll do that to him. This is barbaric. I didn't think things like that were allowed.
Do what to him?
It should be pretty obvious to you, Hallard. I was led to understand that you'd been to Gray Flats before.
Shit, Hallard. How fucking stupid are you? They're going to cut off his middle finger. Slice, slice.
It will stop him from doing it again.
He deserves it. Maybe not for flipping us the bird, but look at all the other atrocities he's committed in the past 2 decades.
But this is America, not Iran or Saudi Arabia or some banana republic in Latin America. This is America.
That's right. This is America, land of safe streets and capital punishment. And here at Gray Flats, we are making the streets safer.
The way I see it, Joe Gingham blew it. He fucked up big time before he even got into the municipal chambers. Which means we're in like sin and the Ginghams are...
I wouldn't be too sure of that. You can be in if you are willing to go along with our local customs. But he already has an advantage over you.
I would think it would be the other way around. After that embarrassing spectacle.
Look around you. You've already noticed it, I'm sure. Everyone is missing a finger or more. Or maybe some toes. That's the way this place is.
So you're saying council might give Joe Gingham preferential treatment because he's missing a finger like a lot of people?
Not the council. Damien Hand.
Even if the finger removal was a punitive action?
No, it's not quite like that. Damien is a quadriplegic, as you might know. He can empathize with those missing a finger or a hand.
But won't Joe Gingham's behavior be held against him?
A culture of forgiveness cannot hold the perpetrator of a crime guilty forever, especially when his sentence is done and he has paid his price. Then he or she is ready to re-enter society with a clean slate, to prove themselves a better person.
Or to prove themselves unable to be better.
Well, yes, which accounts for why some people don't have very many fingers or toes left. Anyway, I have some business I need to attend to. I'll be back in 30 minutes.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. I'm all right.
Was she bullshitting us about cutting off fingers?
Does that matter? We're here to make a deal, not mount a morality campaign. I can't believe how much you two are fucking up.
What the hell are you talking about, Trina?
I'm talking about you drooling over the waitress, and then Maynard getting all weird when he shook her hand.
At least we didn't give anyone the finger. Besides, the waitress can help us. She knows hand. We need all the allies we can get.
Cutting off people's fingers for committing crimes? How can they get away with that?
Maybe it's a big joke she's playing on us. I don't think she was serious about that. My only problem was wasting precious space in our machines for this body oil they want to push. Otherwise, I think we have the potential of a lucrative deal here.
I don't think so. I don't like this place. I think we should leave immediately.
Walk away? Maynard, are you fucking out of your fucking mind? Turn our backs on a shitload of money?
Walsh would fucking shit his pants. What would we tell him?
Tell him we can't negotiate a deal. These people are...
Trina and Hallard stared at me, incredulously. There was no way either of them were ready to back down. I felt stupid that I had even mentioned it. And soon we were back into the negotiations with Leah Kella and her advisors.
It's good coffee.
Nice.
Well, it's getting late. I think we should stay here. The hotel around the corner has vacancy.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. But Walsh booked us at that motel on the periphery.
Why drive back there when this one is right here? We'll be within a block of Municipal Hall.
If it was up to me...
No one wants your opinion, Maynard. You might have a point, Hallard. With the Ginghams trying to hone in, we need every advantage we can get.
Do you think it's safe?
Sure it's safe. And maybe tomorrow we'll meet Damien Hand. Or maybe even tonight, if my connection works out.
And then he leaned in close to tell me in a hushed tone so that Trina couldn't hear.
I'll tell you how safe it is, Maynard. At night, here in the inner flats, women walk around the streets completely naked. Don't you want to see that?
That's crazy. Are you serious?
Hey, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but I wanted to see it for myself.
Okay.
That's why we want to stay here and not at some motel on the outskirts.
Hallard walked back towards the lounge, where the lights were low. He slid into the booth next to the waitress. Trina was examining spreadsheets on the table. I took some steps towards the bathroom. And then I was at a place next to a tall potted fern on the other side, where undetected I watched Hallard and the waitress, whose name I remembered, Letmia.
He won't just see anyone. He won't see any of you the way it is now.
But you know how to get in there. You see him all the time.
Yes, your problem is right there.
She was in his lap in the booth, her hand entwined in his.
But you can get me in there? To meet Damien Hand?
Yes, certain conditions are met.
Conditions?
I already told you, Hallard, you have to give him something. You have to give him a part of yourself. You understand, don't you?
There's no other way?
Not unless one or more are already gone. This Joe Gingham who you hate so much, he already has one up on you.
So they did that to him?
Yes, you understand. Damien Hand will not see you otherwise. Maybe this one?
The girl had her finger and thumb around his pinky. She pulled on it, and then pushed it up to her lips and sucked it in. As much as I was fascinated by the eroticism of her actions, the horror of her words slowly sunk into my head.
If there's no other way, then there's no other way. But enough of business, Letnia. I'm so glad I found you here.
Yes, it was a fortuitous event that you found me at my other job.
I wanted so bad to see you again since last time. Ever since then, that's all I can think about. Fucking you again. I want to fuck you right now.
Here? In this booth?
Why not, if that's okay.
Sure, as long as you have money.
And then again, in the room upstairs. Can you spend the night with me?
Their bodies shifted in the booth as he worked himself out of his fly and she hiked up her miniskirt and started to grind herself into his groin.
Jesus, Maynard, there you are. Where did everyone go?
Trina, we have to get out of here.
What is your problem?
I'm telling you, we have to get out of here. These people are crazy.
It's late, Maynard. You need to calm down. Walsh will be here tomorrow morning. Where is Hallard?
I'm getting out of here. I just overheard something that made me sick. I just found out the secret of this place.
What did you overhear?
The girl told Hallard that the only way anyone can meet Damien Hand is physical mutilation. All these people with the missing fingers.
Are you sure that's what you overheard? That's way too... No, I can't believe that. Those exact words?
No, but I'm sure that's what she meant.
But what exactly did she say?
I don't know.
I tried to remember the words of the waitress.
To see Damien Hand, you must give part of yourself.
To see Damien Hand, you must give a part of yourself.
That doesn't mean anything, Maynard. We all give up a part of ourselves to our jobs. You've blown things up all out of proportion. You've let your mind run wild. What are you going to do? Walk all the way back to Central? Walk away from the most lucrative deal of the decade?
I don't care. I'm out of here. Maybe I will walk all the way back.
As I move to the door, a worker blocks my way.
Excuse me, sir. The hotel is the other door.
I'm not going to the hotel. I'm going home.
You can't go out on the street. Not like that.
Not like what?
Well, there are rules. When it's this late, it's not safe otherwise. The night patrols.
Night patrols? What about the half-naked prostitutes? Hallard told me all about it. The night patrols allow that?
You do not understand what you are dealing with here. You need to sit back down or go to your room.
What's the problem?
Maynard's freaking out. I've never seen him this bad.
Maynard, you don't want to go out there.
I'm not worried about a bunch of whores. I need to take a walk and get some fresh air. I need to collect my thoughts. Get out of the way.
I lunged for the door. The worker shrugged and stepped back to avoid confrontation. And then I was outside. The night air was warm and humid. The street lamps sheathed the street in an eerie, purplish glow. A completely nude man was in front of me.
Are you crazy, man? It's not safe out here. Not like that. You should go back inside and put some stuff on.
You're one to talk. You're not wearing anything.
You don't understand anything. You need to follow the rules. Otherwise, it's very unsafe.
And then he walked on. Up ahead, two women were also naked as they stepped off a curb and headed towards the next street, shooting horrified looks over their shoulders at me.
Over there, Dinah. There's someone who can help.
He's wearing clothes, at least.
Hey, you!
Huh?
Can we talk to you?
I'm not from here. I don't know anything.
Well, we're not from here either. It's nice meeting you, sir. My name is Eben, and this is my wife, Dinah.
We've been here for about an hour, and you're the first normal person we have seen. This place is full of sinners.
Our van broke down over there, next block. The tow won't come out till tomorrow morning. We need to find an inn for the night.
There's a hotel over there, just around the corner.
I don't know, Ibn. Maybe we should lock the doors and hunker down in the van all night. This is the most godforsaken place I have ever seen.
That it is. If there's any place that needs a mission, this is it.
Judith? Judith? Why aren't you in the van?
They crawled in. Serpents, worms, attacking the others.
Help! Help me! Lord, help me!
God in heaven! Save me! Save me!
Lord, have mercy on us all!
Up ahead, I saw the passenger van with the words, New Life Ministries, on the side. The door was open and people were near it, writhing on the ground. Eben strode towards the commotion, Bible in one hand and cross in the other.
No, Eben! Come back!
Oh, Lord, we need you!
Then he looked down. He started stomping his feet on the pavement, and as I stepped closer, I could see the flickers of movement on the pavement around him. Dozens, maybe hundreds of fat worms or caterpillars crawling up his pant leg as he stomped and slapped at them.
No, Dana! Come back!
Eben, get away from there! Satan's spawn! Evil! Evil!
And then I saw thousands of them moving toward us like caterpillars in arched-back movements from the next street. The man had dropped the Bible and the cross as he tore at his clothes to get the ones he crawled inside.
They're coming from every direction! There's nowhere to run! Spawn! Oh, Satan! We're surrounded! Help us! Help us! Help us!
I had no idea what they were. A swarm of wingless locusts or some mutant worm. But the streets were alive with them as they closed in on us. And then something gripped my shoulder.
Maynard, it's me. Get in here. Shut the door.
What the? Get me out of here. Let go of that.
No, we don't have very much time. You need to take off your clothes and put this on. It will protect you.
Take off my...
Listen to me. They'll kill you if you don't do what I say. I'm trying to help you.
The world reeled around me. We were crammed together in a phone booth, and her slender naked body pushed up against the door so that I couldn't get past her. Her skin glistened, slippery with oil. Our sweat and the biting odor of the oil was thick in my throat. I squeezed up against the other side so as not to touch her flesh. I looked down at her small feet, little triangles with stub where the toes were missing.
Why are you so afraid of me? How it's in me out here to save your miserable life. Now get those clothes off.
She held a tube of the oil in her hand up to me. Her naked breasts and thighs were so close, and under the other circumstances, this would have been like a very happy wet dream. But the fear of the crawling things outside negated any erotic desires from my head.
There is a reason no one wears clothes in the street at night. With no clothes and this oil on you, there's no way they can get you. The oil is too slippery and repels them, and with no clothes, there's no way for them to get purchase on your body. See over there? You can walk right through them. Now strip and get naked, I'll help you.
She stuck the tube of oil between her teeth as her hands flittered over me, ripping off shirt buttons, undoing my belt and fly. As if in a trance, I started to comply, kicking off my shoes and pulled off clothes. The creatures were everywhere on the pavement, outside for hundreds of yards.
That's a good boy. Now let's see some of this oil on you, legs and feet especially. Now stop squirming. You don't want my fingers, do you?
The oil tingled on my skin. Squatting with her face level with my waist, she looked up at me and smirked lewdly as she rubbed the oil on my legs. And then her fingers were on my privates, and I didn't feel anything but the fear from the creatures that crawled up the sides of the phone booth and thumped at the crack in the door behind her to tearing at it, pushing to get in.
It doesn't take that many fingers. Just a thumb and a finger or two. I can give a better one than a woman with all five fingers. But the little guy just wants to hide.
A couple of the creatures fell from the ceiling and one landed on her arm. It had a flat, shiny face that was featureless at one end of its three-jointed body, and it slid off her and hit the floor. Another hit my shoulder, cold to the touch before she flicked it off with a finger.
They're all done.
Oh my god, they look like... They look like,
That's what they are.
Fingers.
She pushed open the door and slid outside. The things were at my feet. More cold touch as they slid off my feet and swarmed over the pile of my clothes piled in the corner.
Yes. Fingers and toes, maybe even a few entire hands. You can see the hands crawling around like horseshoe crabs. They come out at night.
Severed fingers crawling across the pavements. Dismembered fingers and toes brought to life. 40 feet away, one of the missionaries was covered with them. Ripped clothes as the fingers gripped and pinched and pushed themselves into his mouth and nostrils and ears and eyes.
They come out at night, the million fingers of Damien Hand. They keep the streets safe as long as you take precautions. Otherwise, they crawl all over you. Dozens of them will get into your mouth so that you cannot scream. Tighten around your tongue and crawl down your throat. They will crawl into every orifice. Squeezing and pinching every bit of skin. And then the groomers come out with their clippers and saws to remove the fingers and toes before the bodies expire.
As I walked past a nightmare visage of more victims. Clothes torn away as severed fingers and toes swarmed over the still live bodies. Fingers and toes of every size and shape, old ones and young ones. Fingers poking into eyes, small ones crawling into nostrils and ear canals. Multiple fingers and toes filled mouths and anuses and vaginas, while others tightened in death grips around nipples and testicles and penises.
And we will grow and spread as long as we can get more fingers and toes. Expand our territory. Bring in new people. Forge new business partnerships.
I must have walked all night. I was barely aware of anything. Like a zombie. A ghost. Even when the horror was miles behind me and inner gray flats fell away to the outskirts, and then that became an industrial cityscape, I kept walking. The images etched in my mind. Though they were far behind, I kept seeing them in my head. The fingers. Fingers everywhere. Fingers in my eyes. Fingers on my flesh. Those cold animated fingers. I still saw them and felt them, even though I knew they weren't there. Even the sun pushing up against the eastern horizon was not enough to burn away the image.
Fingers. Fingers. Fingers.
Dick?
Fingers.
There's a man over
fingers.
There.
Jesus,
fingers.
He's buck naked. Hey,
fingers.
You. Hello?
Fingers.
What's wrong with him,
fingers.
Dick?
Fingers. 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 Fingers.
And then I'm in a small room with no windows and one door. The doctors are gone. They refuse to believe me. I just need to pretend it didn't happen, and they will let me go. I don't know how I got here or how much time has passed. My eyes are closed and I hear voices.
I still don't understand how this can happen to someone.
At least he looks a little better this morning.
The nurse told me he was raving last night. The same cockamamie story about dismembered fingers coming back to life and killing people.
You never know about people. They seem so normal, and then...
Hush! I think he's waking up. Maynard? Can you hear me, Maynard?
Uh-huh.
How's it going, Maynard?
Don't worry, Major. We'll get you out of here soon. You just had a bad experience.
At least we got the contract. You don't need to worry about that. We closed the deal yesterday with Damien Hand. We start installing the first machines next week.
We couldn't have done it without you, Maynard. The first day of negotiations was crucial.
I just want you to know, Maynard, that we're extending your sick leave another week. And once you're better, we need you back at the firm.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
And then they walk out. Walsh turns to me before he leaves and gives me a thumbs up.
You'll get through this another week and you'll be fine.
And then he's gone. I'm not sure if it was my imagination, but his hand with the thumb up was missing the pinky finger.
Is the end of our story. You have been listening to the Ubu Hour Radio Theater production of Fingers, written and produced by Rolf Semprebon and starring...
Noah?
Nah.
Ren.
Jimmy.
Bob.
Nelson.
Rolf.
Randy Softpan.
Sweet Pea.
Mike.
All right, that's it.
Do we have your name from the beginning?
Fingers.
All right, that's probably good enough. So, all right, so, and so,
our own name?
Yeah, for the name, your acting name. The name.
Just trying to find a short fingers.
Fingers. Yes, I know, and I thought that was interesting. Yes, exactly. In general, or lesbian, fingers. Right? Yeah. You mean to? Okay, sorry. Fingers. Apparently, I can't say that woman's name.
He almost never leaves a municipal pulp.
What? Interesting.
Fingers. 20 inches.
Dick.
Can we do that last part again? Yeah,
I will. I think so.
But enough of business.
Not like what? Okay, not like that.
Sheathed the street.
Okay. It's hard to say.
Fingers.
I'm not expecting that. Okay, I gotcha.
Squatting with your face. It's a new trick.
Squatting with your face.
It's, all right. Yeah, these are tricks you develop when you've got your fingers cut off.
I'm very talented.
Her face level.
Okay.
Fingers. I'll try to do it sort of differently.
Hold on, can you turn your signal down on the...
Okay, that's Joe, the next line.
Oh, Joe.
Looks like O. Yeah, it is. Who's O-E?
You've been listening to the Ubu Hour. The Ubu Hour will be back next month, first Monday of the month. But until then, enjoy the other radio theater offerings here on KBOO every Monday night at 11 p.m. And if you want to miss some of this show, it will be posted at www.kboo.fm on our website. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Fingers.
Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Let's put on the show.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing birds and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
There's a garden by a stream at